this morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone. Katie Althoff is with us from the Iowa Cattlemen's Association as they prepare to have a meeting, an event here in the Atlantic area. Katie, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for the time. Now, this event you have coming up this week, you're having several of these around the state, correct?
That's right. We are hosting our first annual beef meets around the state of Iowa. So last week we were in Spencer and Independence, and this week on Tuesday we'll be in Atlantic, and on Wednesday we'll be over in Riverside.
Okay, so you've got a few different areas that you're going to be traveling to. Now, is this taking the place of one event that you had last year? Or is this a more convenient way to do this?
That was our goal. We've had an annual convention in Des Moines every year, and we decided that we would make it easier on the cattle producers out there, and instead of asking them to come to Des Moines for 2 or 3 days, we as a staff and leaders would go on the road and meet the cattlemen where they are.
Well, I'm sure I understand how they think, because we all in business like to think the same way. It used to be kind of fun to get away and do some networking, and it is fun to do that once in a while, but, you know, time is money, and it's hard to get away for a length of time.
That's right. So we condensed it down to a one-day event, brought it closer to the producers so they can come out, and then in December, we'll still have our annual meeting. It's going to be in Ames this year, and that's going to be a little bit more of a celebration and a time that if everybody wants to get away for a little bit, they can come to Ames and join us for that.
Absolutely. Well, what will folks find when they come out here on Tuesday to Atlantic?
Well, we'll be at the Cass County Community Center, and we have a full day planned from 8:30 to past 5 o'clock in the evening. We'll start out with some educational sessions in the morning. We have a full trade show with over 30 vendors. A lot of them are local vendors for the cattle producers in the area. We'll have a great lunch with beef, of course, and an auction, fundraiser auction for the Iowa Cattlemen's Foundation. Those dollars go towards scholarships and youth opportunities in the state of Iowa. In the afternoon, we'll get into some more education, and then we'll also have a policy development session where cattlemen can come to the group and share their concerns or topics that are of interest to them with the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. We are a grassroots organization, and we plan our year and we plan our priorities based on what the cattlemen want. So we want to hear from everybody. What are the issues that are concerning you, whether it's the Des Moines Water Works lawsuit, or the demand for beef or things like that? We want to hear your voice. So that'll be in the afternoon. We'll finish up with a keynote. Eldon McAfee will be talking about the legal climate for farmers here in Iowa. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to be doing some more grilling. We're going to have some more beef outside. We've got some new cuts for people to try, as well as some beef bacon. Gone over really well the last week at our beef meets, and we're excited to do that again this week.
Oh, I bet that'll draw a crowd.
I hope so. It's kind of fun.
Now, so you say lunch and dinner options. Now, is that included as part of the deal?
That's included as part of the deal, and tickets are $35 for Iowa Cattlemen's Association members. You get all of those educational benefits as well as the two meals.
That's a pretty good deal, actually.
Well, that was one of the other benefits of bringing it out to the countryside, is we could make things a little bit more affordable for people.
Oh, no doubt. Now, you say you're going to have over 30 vendors. I suppose that'll just span the globe, right?
Well, you know, we've got 30 vendors. A lot of them are local Iowa vendors. They're all related to the cattle industry. So whether you're a cow-calf producer or you have a feedlot or somewhere in between, we will have vendors there that will have solutions to the problems that you're facing on your farm, and we're hoping that you get those same types of solutions from the educational sessions as well.
Sure. Well, I've never met too many producers out there who don't love an auction. What type of auction items do you have?
We have some really cool stuff. Like I said, it's a fundraiser auction for the Iowa Cattlemen's Foundation. It all goes towards scholarships and youth opportunities for kids in the cattle industry. We have some decorative items as well as some practical items for the farmers. But either way, you won't want to miss it. It's a great great cause to support, and some you can go home with some good stuff too.
You bet you can. Well, I know it's fun to talk about the fun things, vendors, food, the mm-hmm. auction, those kinds of things, but the real meat and potatoes in this, that's not meant to be a pun, by the way. The real meat and potatoes. Yeah, I know. Beef and potatoes, that's right. The real meat of this whole thing, though, is honestly the discussion that you're going to have, the feedback that you're going to get, the opportunities to hear some of these experts talk about these issues that are important. It doesn't matter what time of the year, or for that matter, what year, there are always important issues that affect people's future.
That's absolutely right. You nailed it. You know, the cattle industry has a really long, proud legacy here in Iowa, and like any industry, we face some challenges recently, and we're going to be talking about those hot topics like the cattle market volatility and things like that. And you're right. Besides the fun, the networking, the trade show, things like that, we're really hoping that producers go home with tips or ideas that can help maximize their profit and improve their bottom line. Our theme this year is driving to success. And that's what we want to do. We're driving out to you, and we're hoping that you drive home to more success.
Very good. Well, I know this is kind of quick turnaround for folks because this gathering comes up tomorrow, Tuesday, starting at 8:30 in the morning. So you need to get after tickets here pretty quickly. $35 for members is the cost for tickets. Katie, how do they go about doing that?
Well, you know, you can just come to the door at 8:30. We'll get you registered, signed up. We should have plenty of food. If we run out, you know, I'm willing to go without for the sake of a producer. So we'll have plenty of food, plenty of room. We really hope to see people. However, you also have a chance to win. We are giving away a pair of tickets to one lucky cattle producer or industry member. All you have to do is text the word beef to 313131. Just text beef to 313131. You'll get an automatic response asking for your email address and name. And at 5:00 today, we will draw a winner and notify them. So again, you'll get two free tickets. It's a really great deal. We really hope to see a lot of cattlemen out there, and we're happy to do this as a way to get a few more of you there.
And that's two tickets.
Two tickets.
One person will win two tickets. That's a $70 value.
That's right. $70 value, and you got to find a buddy to come with you. I don't think it'll be a very hard sell, you know, but.
No, not so much. Now, you mentioned they could come to the door, get registered there. There's no penalty for financial penalty for registering at the door?
No financial penalty for registering at the door. We do have a slightly higher rate for people who are not members of the Cattlemen's Association. It's $60 a ticket for non-members.
Okay, but they are certainly welcome to attend as well.
Absolutely. You know, we want to provide this education and these opportunities to all cattlemen.
Absolutely. Katie, what should folks bring with them when they come?
Nothing. Their boots and a smile. If you want to bring something to take notes, that would be great. Otherwise, it should just be a good time.
Okay, very good. They should bring their questions, their concerns, some
good
questions.
Okay.
Yeah, good talking points, good topics to discuss.
That's right.
Is that kind of how this works with the Iowa Cattlemen's Association? Is it a ground-up organization? Do you get most of what you go after from the folks that are out here working day-to-day?
That's exactly how it works with the Cattlemen's Association. We have 97 county organizations here in the state of Iowa, and 10,000 members across the state, and we do meetings like this so we can get feedback from our members. So we've had some specific things recently that we've worked on that have come based on the concerns or the questions of our members. So one of them in Northwest Iowa, they were looking for some different ways to train employees for feedlots. So that came up at one of our summer meetings last year, and so we worked with the community colleges in Iowa and put together a curriculum for feedlot employees. Those are the types of things that we do. We also spend a lot of time at the legislature talking to them about cattle production and the issues that affect cattle producers, and we base all of that on the feedback from the producers.
Very good. Well, it's good. You've got to listen. It's a member-driven organization. You have to listen mm-hmm. to the concerns that are going on out there. So.
Yep.
That is fundamental. Well, once again, the opportunity for folks right now is to get there for a pretty good price, $35 to register tomorrow for that event, $60 for non-members. However, if you would like to have a chance to win two free tickets, they do it by doing what?
You need to text BEEF to 313131. We'll choose a winner at 5 o'clock.
Sounds pretty easy.
Hope so.
You betcha. Well, Katie, thank you so much. Appreciate that. Good luck. We hope you have a great turnout.
Thank you.